بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين ورحمة الله للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. الحمد لله رب العالمين. This is our third gathering talking about Asma'ullah al-Husna, the names, beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talked about the name Al-Malik, Al-Quddus. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about As-Salam. As-Salam, which is in English would say peace, or the peace. Inshallah, we'll get some details of what that means. But a reminder first about how the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is manifested all around us. And the best of knowledge on earth to a human being is the knowledge of Allah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. And to get to know Allah is a way to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to get to know Allah is through His attributes. And we are blessed as Muslimin that we have many of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell us about it in the Quran, in the Hadith. And the pleasure of living this life is through the knowledge of Allah. Now, the name As-Salam, peace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Al-Malik Al-Quddus As-Salam, in Surah Al-Hashr. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ. And Allah calls people to دَارِ السَّلَامِ. دَارِ السَّلَامِ, the abode of peace, the abode of peace, which is Jannah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, فَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ فسلام لك من أصحاب اليمين. And when he and if he is from the people of the right hand, then peace for you from those of the right hand. So now, what does it mean that Allah is As-Salam? As-Salam is a form of the Arabic language from salamah, salamah, salam. Just like we say, al-rada' wal-rada'ah. Okay? As-salam wa-salamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, du-salamah, the one with the peace, the one that gives the peace. So how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or what is, not how, what is the manifestation of peace with us and around us? That when we think about it, we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as ذو السلامة أو السلام. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can understand that when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is something that is salim, that is sound, in peace, and it is sound, it has no imperfection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذاتillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, He is, has salama from any imperfection. وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. And the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has salama from any what is the opposite of completion? Any of incompletion. It's all complete. Deficiency. And the work, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, it is has salama from ash-sharr al-mutlaq, the absolute evil. So now we ask, how could that be when we look around and we see evil around? And this is permitted by Allah. We touched on it last time in the name Al-Quddus, the pure. We understand it when someone have a pain and they take him to the hospital and then they have to cause harm to him to give him peace. Okay? So having a surgery itself, but you look at it by itself, it's a big harm. It's cutting the person open. It's doing things that are so seem to be very harmful. But the purpose and the reason for that is the cure and is salama, to reach this level of being in peace. So this is how we look at what happens around us. We see things that are seems to be shar or evil, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow, by the nature of Allah being Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not allow absolute evil to happen. So there are things that we know that happen to us that we say it is harmful to us, but absolutely it is not, because it leads to Dar es Salaam, to the abode of peace. This is what we are in this life. We are being prepared to go to Dar es Salaam, to go to Jannah. So whatever Allah put us through in this life, it is to prepare us, to give us salamah, so we will be entering Dar es Salaam. So that must stay in our mind constantly, that what happened to us, it's a preparation and it is salama. It has goodness in it. Sometimes we know the wisdom of it, and sometimes we don't know until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it has wisdom in it. That is bringing in salam by causing or through a process of seems to be harmful. But also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within His creation, the system of creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create peace within the system. So when the harm happens, then the system of peace will take over to bring peace, the other way around. Example of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in the bones, for example, a memory to grow. And we have a decision here. A memory to grow. Bones keeps on growing until a certain age or a certain size. Then bones does not grow after that, because Allah put in it the system of peace, because Allah is as-salam. So if Allah allows the bone to keep on growing, then this is a disease. So Allah put this memory into hold and it does not grow anymore, but does not take the memory away completely. Why? Because if someone, his bone is broken, you go to the specialist and they put it back toward one piece to the other and wrap it with something, and that's all they do. And then what happened? That memory that stopped, put on hold, it comes back. And now it works to bring peace to that piece of bone. So now the piece of bone now gets to get back together, even sometimes it is stronger than the way it was before. That is because Allah is the peace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, and in us there are signs and miracles of Allah as-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the charge of the muscles of the body to the brain. So the brain will give signals to the muscles, so the muscles will move. But one muscle is independent from the brain. It has command from within itself. What is it? The muscle of the heart. So one can go through a stroke and so forth and lose control over parts of his body, but the heart will keep going because it has a command independent from the brain, because Allah is the peace. That is keeping the harm away. Okay? The first one is causing what seems to be harm to bring peace. The second is to bring peace when the harm happens within the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. We find that when someone loses weight because of famine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a system within oneself, the body, that becomes the nutrition will be taken from the body itself. So, people go on a diet not to eat, so they lose weight. What do they lose first? They lose the fat. So the fat, the body will take the fat and use it to burn and keeps on going. After the fat is the muscles. The muscles gets weak. It is used up as fuel, if you will, until the bones become fragile. But one muscle, it will not be touched and it will not be used as a means of fuel, which is the muscle of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the peace, as-salam, keeping harm away within the system that Allah created. We look at the plant life and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it in such a way that you deprive the plant, or the plant happened to be deprived of water. And you see the plant is losing water from its leaves, and then it is from the main, what do you call it, stalk, if you will. Yeah, but then the root still has water, but it takes from everything else. And if you give it water, then it will grow back and it will be strong. So if the root will be the first thing to go, then harvesting will be very difficult and the growth will be very difficult. Allah brings peace and puts the law and the rule of peace within His creation. And the miracle of birth, as you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah created the womb with all the cushions and the protection for the embryo as it grows. And that is Allah the peace, created that system to protect the embryo as it grows. And then the womb, at the time of the delivery, it opens up. It opens up so the baby will come out. So the baby has a head that is soft and not quite together. You know the gadget edges in the skull? It is separated. When you put your hand on the head of a baby, what do you feel? A pulse. A pulse. It's still open. When the baby is born, you find their head is long. That is to prevent the harm from coming to the baby and to prevent the harm from coming to the mother. And then when the baby is born, the womb contracts, becomes very solid-like. And that contraction and that holding on after the baby is born prevent the bleeding. So all the system that Allah created all around us manifests Allah, the peace. Allah causes some harm because He is the peace, to bring about the peace. And Allah puts a system to push away the peace, push away the harm so the peace will exist. And the idea of being in peace, it is the idea of keeping harm away. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His servant because His servant is getting close to Him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring this abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to as-salamah, to the way of peace, and salamah from every imperfection. So we all have deficiencies. We all have deficiencies. We get angry. We carry ill feelings. We all the bad attributes that we can carry. When we get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will take us into the level of peace, of salamah. So we will be able to get rid, Allah will help us to get rid of all these imperfections that is within us. So as a servant of Allah, close to Allah, a servant would be having the highest of manners because his system will be in peace, does not have any imperfection in it. And we know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the one who had the best of manners. So he was totally in peace with himself, with everything around him, with everything that we do not even know, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when something happened, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when something happens to him, he evaluated through that eye of looking at that way of peace. Not through the eye of looking at anything else. Meaning that when we are not in that level, we think of ourselves. We think of our kibr, kind of, what is it in English? Kind of arrogance a little bit. Kind of, you're looking at yourself. Who am I, you know, and, you know, and ego, exactly. You have some kind of an ego. That's the right word. That is imperfection that when you get too close to Allah, it is gone away. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never thought of himself at all. So when a man came to him, grabbed him from his shirt and his thobe and pulled his head down and told Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me what Allah has given you. Any one of us go through this physical abuse. The what you do is you react. You react by saying something. You react not even by saying first. You react by moving the hand of the person. You react by saying something. But kicking, yes. But that is from a person who has imperfection in their nafs. But how did Rasulullah ﷺ think of that? He thought of that in the reality of things, which is this man is about to enter hellfire because he's dealing with Rasulullah ﷺ in a way it should not be done. So what is the most important issue now? It is this man. Imagine You know how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached this conclusion very naturally, he does not even have to think about it. So how Rasulullah sallallahu would take care of him? He took him away first from the companions. Because the companion is about to now to stand up and to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not going to happen. So Rasulullah sallallahu wants also to protect the companions from harming a Muslim. So the best thing that happens now is to take him away. So Rasulullah ﷺ took him to his own room, to Muhammad's house, and gave him, and kept on giving him, until the man calmed down and felt embarrassed. So now the man apologized and made dua. So now Rasulullah ﷺ attends to the next in line, which is the companions. Because now the companions, they have an ill feeling toward a Muslim brother. So we got to fix that, fix their level of piety, or not piety, level of love and ikhwa between them. Yes. So what did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to the man? Say, now they were feeling bad about what you have done. Would you go? I'll take you. We'll go in the masjid and you say what you just said here now again. See? So now he goes to the masjid and the man makes the dua and the companions calm down and he leaves. Now, here it is. The problem is solved in a proper way. Why? Because, and in a peaceful way. Because the one who is handling it, he's in peace himself. And he is free from all imperfections. So, Rasulullah ﷺ would continue and tell the companions that, listen, the likeness of this man and me, like a man who lost his camel and people wants to help him and went after the camel to get him. And the more they ran after the camel, the more the camel ran away. So he said to them, stop. And he made a sound that as if he has some kind of food and brought some food. And the camel listened and came to him. If I let you to deal with this man would insist in this way and he would die as a kafir. And you will carry the burden of this, you causing harm to this. Okay? But the point being is, from all of this, that when a person is free, and we could never be free. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was free because he is the messenger of Allah. But us, we have to struggle and to hold on to being free of these imperfections. That to be in salamah. And remember, it is work that you do, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who purifies you from this. So getting close to Allah, getting close to as-salam, being in salama. Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again give us the way to get close to Him in the way of prayer and fasting, the way of obligatory actions, acts of worship. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, recommended to us to do more of it so we can get in a level of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah will love us and purify us from the imperfection that is could make us miserable in this life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yahdi, He guides His servant to subul salam, to the path of salam. Okay? So now here is also Allah purifies you and now guides you to the way of salama. So the way that keeps you in salama and in salam, and the way that uses you to create this salam wherever you are. So the path itself, the path of salam. And the result is the result of salam, and the the outcome of the whole thing is all benefit and the harm is away. This is the beautiful life that comes from the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember when we talked about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Malik? And by the way, these are Malik al-Quddus al-Salam is one after another after another. So, al-Malik, we said that Allah gave us mulk, the ability to own. And the ability to own is not absolute. We own our hands, but our hands, we own it temporary. And our tongues, our vision, our hearing, and so forth, we talked about that. But the only thing that we're absolutely in control of, that Allah left us up to us, is the desires and the intention. It is what you do from the inside. So, now that you have the facilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, your job is to purify it, to have qudus in it, to have purification in the mulk, in the ownership that you have. And how you do so? By working in the names of Allah. The name of Allah is As-Salam. And As-Salam brings this purification through the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one after another after another. Allah gives you some control and you are going to be asked about what you're going to do with this. And your job is to purify it, and you get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by preventing the harm and maximizing the benefit. Isn't this what we're about? تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You command that which is good and you prevent that which is evil. What does that mean? It means that you work in peace by sometimes causing what seems to be harm to bring peace. We do that with our children a lot. Okay? We do that with our children. We put them through difficulties and some kind of time punishment and so forth. But why? Because the benefit and the peace that comes from that to them and to us, to everything around, is what is our goal. And also, we have our systems all around us that we are in control of, will try to be in control of, is to work on it in preventing harms around. So we look at the television, okay, and see how we can get benefit from it and how to keep the harm away from us and the children. And computer and internet and this and that. But the system all around us, Allah gave us control of some things in it that we work in it to prevent harm. And the cause or the harm that is around magnifies goodness. The harm that is around magnifies goodness. How? The work of shaitan that we see around give us the energy and the work to build masajid, to have a taqi program, to have weekend school, to have all of this. What are we doing? Why are we doing all of that? We see the harm that is coming, and that magnifies the goodness and the salam in the mulk that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Now, the goal and the top of all of that, as the scholar says, you reach salamatul aql wa salamatul nafs wa salamatul tariq wa salamatul haqiqa. Okay, big words. Okay, they say the ultimate now goal of all of this, that you reach salamatul aql, the salama in your intellect, your brain, salamatul nafs, the peace and a way of the imperfection to the nafs meaning the soul and the body together. سلامة الطريقة or الطريق, it is the سلامة and the peace within the path. And then سلامة الحقيقة is سلام in the absolute reality. The peace in the absolute reality. That is a complete way of life. سلامة العقل. It comes from staying away from doubts. Working on our minds to have the knowledge about Allah and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the commands of Allah so we can stay away from shubuhat. Maybe can someone take the children in a different room and volunteer to take care of them, perhaps one of their parents, so the other sisters will be in peace, talking about in peace inshallah, so we can so the shubuhat is the disease of al-aql, the disease of al-aql. And the first disease and the first sin that shaitan used or shaitan committed when Allah commanded him to bow to Adam or to make sujood to Adam, he refused because of his aql. He thought about it and he said, I am better than him because you created me from clay, from fire, you created him from clay. Okay? Now, so رد الأمر على الآمر. He pushed the command to the one who back to the one who gave the command, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he used his intellect and he disobeyed Allah. That is shubuhat. That is doubts. These are the very dangerous sins. Because when one meets Allah with doubts, he is destined to go to hellfire. Because the doubts is the ultimate sin. The nafs, salamatun nafs, to purify the nafs, has to do with shahawat. Has to do with shahawat, has to do with desires, which is the sin of Adam alayhi salam. Because of the temptation, this tree is going to make you live forever. This tree is going to give you ownership that will never go away and so forth. This temptation, it's not doubt, but it's temptation that made them sin and they repented. So long that one is in this kind of a sin, if you will, there is the one is under the mercy of Allah. If Allah wishes, will forgive them. If Allah wishes, will punish them. But they are still under the mercy of Allah. So the salama from shahawat, the nafs, we said al-aql and al-nafs. Al-nafs, salama from shahawat. Salama from desires. Salama from having away from the waswasa of shaitan and waswasa from al-nafs. Because we always reference shaitan that give us waswasa, but also we need to reference ourselves that we give waswasa to ourselves as well. And you are the enemy of yourself, or that yourself is your enemy as well. And shaitan, as we the scholar says, قَبْلَ أَنْ يَعْصَ الشَّيْطَانُ رَبَّ مَا كَانَ وَسْوَسَهُ. Before shaitan disobeyed Allah, who gave waswasa to him? There was no shaitan to give shaitan waswasa. It came from him. It came from his nafs. So this nafs has to be away from shahawat. And this aql has to be away from shubuhat. And the way to that, which is at-tariq, salamatu at-tariq, the salama of the path. And how we achieve that? It to keep the aql in control of a nafs. Not the nafs in control of al-aql. Okay? When the nafs is controlling of al-aql, What happened to Adam alayhi salam? Adam alayhi salam, if he used his aql, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam what? And his wife, إِنَّ هَذَا عَدُوٌ لَكَ وَلِزَوْجِكَ. This here, pointing at shaitan, this is, we will say what? إِسْمِ إِشَارَ لِلْقَرِيبِ. Okay, this meaning Allah says it is near. Shaitan is near. This here, Allah talking to Adam and his spouse, is your enemy. Okay? So do not make him take you out of this Jannah. Because when you come out of it, you will have a hard time. You want more than that? Okay. So now Adam alayhi salam knew this, but then Shaitan came and وَقَاسَمَهُمَا and swear that he's telling them the truth and telling them the guidance. So if Adam alayhi salam would really think about it, okay, see, Allah said that and he's swearing. Who are you? Do I believe? No, I believe Allah. Does that mean Adam did not believe Allah? No. Adam alayhi salam did not have doubt. But the words and the desires, the beautification of that tree, okay, made Adam alayhi salam forget, not have doubt. Okay? And the scholar says, Al-insanu summi al-insan min al-nisyan. Insan was called insan because he forgets, from nisyan. Nisyan meaning to forget. So, salamatu tariq, the path and the protection in the path is when you have your aql, your intellect, in charge of your desires. Okay? Once your desires is taken over, then you are following shaitan. The tariq is going to be full of minefields, if you will. Okay. So, to have our intellect sound, we must keep it sound. That's why anything that harms the ability to think is haram. Khamr is not liquor alone. Okay? Khamr is a state of mind. Okay? Intoxication is a state of mind, that anything that causes it should not be handled at all or get near it. Period. So some scholars think about, you know, painkillers. Would it be allowed or not? Okay? Would it be allowed or not? It dulls the intellect. And just an interesting thought here that and here we have, mashallah, doctors here. The immune system in the body. Don't be upset, brother. Oh, Dr. Lai here. The immune system in the body is a system that Allah created for peace. Because what does it do? It creates peace. How? It's an army within you, right? That anything that is foreign, that causes harm, germs, or whatever that's coming in, it wages war against it. And that's why you have symptoms. Okay? That's why you have symptoms. Okay? So what is a symptom? Symptoms is the nose is running, the eyes, they have cold. What does that mean? That means your body attacking that foreign things that is coming through. And the result of the war is all the things that is happening and the sneezing and then runny nose and so forth. Okay? Now, you take something to suppress that, to suppress the what's going on, it's not really good. Okay? Well, a lot of people will argue with that point. But the point is, we're talking about the intellect here. If you go through some pain and then you take something to dull your way of thinking, there is a question mark in that with the scholars saying, no. You know, until it is absolutely, there is a great harm, okay, that would happen here that goes to the other side, goes you to maybe to curse or something, okay? maybe that harm can suppress a little, but Allah will not give you more than you cannot handle. Okay? So we have in our seerah of the Sahaba and the first generations who they wanted to give him something to dull the pain where they are cutting his foot. And he goes, no, I don't want to let my intellect be away from the mentioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to be within that peace all the time. So I'm going to make sujood, I'm going to pray. And I get into the prayer, get into the mode of prayer, make sujood, and as I'm making sujood, you can chop my foot off. Okay? So here is one try to never not try. Absolutely haram to cause some intellect, something to the intellect. And the intellect and the aql must be in charge of the nafs. And the nafs and the aql, now so long the aql is in charge, it will be going through the path, at-tariq, salamat at-tariq. Now you are in a peaceful path. Now salamat al-haqiqa, the salama of the absolute reality. Who is the absolute reality? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is al-haq, the absolute real. Because everything is a creation. And Allah is the creator. So everything will perish. So it is not absolute haq here. But Allah is the absolute haq. So when one have salamah in haqiqah, meaning salamah in who do you go to? Salama from shirk, you go to the absolute haq. You go to absolute reality. You go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-haq. Okay. Yes, you take the means, but the means is the work of the limbs, and the heart is connected to al-haq. And we do not connect the result of taking the means to our way of taking the means, but we bring it back to Allah. So we seek medicine. Okay? Rasulullah's advice of Rasulullah, tadawu, seek dawa, seek medicine. But the cure is from Allah. Okay? You want to have a goal and objectives to this goal and so forth, and a way to the path, and a path to the goal and so forth. But when you get there, it is tawfiq from Allah. Not when you get there, as you're thinking about it, it is tawfiq from Allah. As you're taking the means, it is tawfiq from Allah. As you get the result, it's tawfiq from Allah. The heart is connected with al-haqiqah and al-haq all the time. Now you are truly in peace. Truly in peace. In your mind, there is no doubt about qala Allah wa qala Rasul. There is no doubt in what, when once we verify this is what Allah said, this is what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no doubt whatsoever. This is absolute submission and surrender to Allah. This is salamatul aql. Salamatul nafs, to be away and control the nafs. Because the nafs, remember, it is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us absolute control in it. So this magnifies the control, the purification, and the salama. Al-Malikul Quddusus Salam. This is attributes that we have from Allah. Remember, Allah created us from His attributes. So the attributes of Allah, we have parts of it. Okay? So, but of course, we do not compare it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we do have control, we do have, by the will of Allah, and we do have ability to purify ourselves through the path to Allah and success to reach this salam. And the aql is in control of the nafs, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And above all of that, we are with Allah, the absolute haq. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن شاء الله, if you would like to make any comments, إن شاء الله, please, if you want to reflect, this has no end, okay? This reflection of the names of Allah, it has no end, absolutely, because the attributes of Allah has no end. So when you start thinking about Allah as the Salam and how it's manifested all around us, you keep on going and going and going. So maybe it is an exercise we can do now. We can reflect on what we reflected on, and how do you see the manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala salam around us? I'm not going to grade you, just talk, inshallah. Dr. Lai, I know you have a lot of that. And the sisters as well, if you would like to share anything with us, please. Yes. Okay. The question is, because so everybody would hear, and it will be, it is, I think we inshallah recording this, inshallah. The question is, there are sayings around that you say this name of Allah so many times, you achieve this, and you say this name, you achieve that, and so forth and so on. Okay? And you find people sitting around and mentioning the name of Allah as a song, if you will, and so forth and so on. And they seek closeness to Allah through that. Now, the path to Allah is a path that Allah designed, and Allah designed it from the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, for Allah, to Allah, al-asma'ul husna, fad'uuhu biha. Okay? The asma'ul husna, the names and beautiful names and attributes of Allah belong to Allah. Fad'uuhu biha. Make dua using it to Allah. Okay? So, we make dua through the names of Allah. It is true. But not in any random way. Meaning that you understand Allah al-Malik. You understand that Allah al-Rahim. So you need rahmah from Allah in some issue. So you call Allah through His name, Ar-Rahim, to receive that rahmah. And you state your case. You know Allah is As-Salam. You need that peace in an issue. You call Allah through His name As-Salam to achieve this peace and state your case. And on and on. That is what it means, ad'uhu biha, call Him with it or through it. Or using it. But to sit around and keep, making dhikr in a certain design, in a certain way, in a certain numbers and so forth, we have a rule. The rule is, all the acts of worship are haram, except what Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell us and command us with. So the burden is upon the person who is doing that act to prove it is halal. And all mu'amalat, all ibadat are haram, except what Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give us. And all mu'amalat are halal, except what Allah and His Messenger make haram. So whatever you eat, okay, if somebody comes to you and says, that food is haram, the burden is upon them to prove it is haram. Because the rule here is, وَجَعَلْنَا لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا كُلُوا مِمَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Okay, eat from everything in the earth halalan tayyib. So, the exception is haram. Okay? And by the way, except one thing in mu'amalat, except marriage. Marriage, you have to prove that this woman and the woman has to prove that this man, you are halal to one another. It's not halal other until you prove otherwise. No, it is haram until you prove otherwise. It is the other way, just like ibadat. Okay? So the answer to your question is, if there is no reference to the actions and the sayings of the person, that whatever the person is doing, to the Quran and the authentic hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and or the Sahaba in a collective opinion, therefore, then it cannot be an authentic and cannot be a work that is acceptable in the way of ibadah. Because mentioning Allah, calling Allah, it is a way of ibadah. And the way of ibadah, all of it is haram except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make halal. So if somebody tells you you have to do 1, 2, 3, 4, if there is a reference to the hadith, because there is some hadith that would tell you a certain saying at a certain time of the day, then if you refer it to a hadith of Rasulullah, yes, you can do that. But if no reference, we say no. And the book of Hisn al-Muslim, the fortress of a Muslim, it has a beautiful collection of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the hadith of the morning, the evening, the food, and in all conditions. So, wallahu a'lam. Still have a long time. I'm sorry. Anyone would like to make any comments or ask questions? Inshallah. Okay. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakum Allah khairan.